Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, another in our series on GMO technology. UK Extension entomologist Rick Besson at a recent producer group conference provided a very general overview of this scientific field, this year celebrating its 20th anniversary. In a follow-up interview, he touched on the Food and Drug Administration's approach to GMO.
The stance has been with the FDA, based on their science, is that genetically modified foods that are derived from genetically modified crops are nutritionally equivalent to traditional foods, and so they see no reason to require labeling for those foods.
The situation is much different in Europe, though, where overseeing authorities take a different tack.
They've gone with an approach that any genetically modified foods need to carry appropriate labeling. The approach we've taken here in the United States is that if there's a portion of the population that is seeking GM-free foods, that group would pay the cost of the labeling. So we have what we call negative labeling here, that you can label something as organic, which would be free of any genetically modified components in it. And for the bulk of the population that really don't mind, they're not bearing the cost of labeling.
This is powerful technology already with tremendous benefit, but Besson says it requires continued scientific oversight. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The 49th Annual National Farm Machinery Show, America's largest indoor ag exposition, February 12th through the 15th in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Free admission daily, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parking just $8. Then get ready for the excitement as the 46th Annual National Farm Machinery Show Championship Tractor Pull, sponsored by Syngenta. Also, February 12th through the 15th at Freedom Hall. Tickets at the Freedom Hall Ticket Office, Ticketmaster by phone, or at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to availability, Friday and Saturday nights. Sell out early.
As genetic modification technology observes its 20th anniversary this year, UK entomologist Rick Besson says it has had significant impact, like the development of yellow rice.
That's the rice that combats blindness in a number of developing countries. That has a tremendous potential to help with that very, very serious problem.
Development of GMO advancements over the years has come slowly under scientific scrutiny, and says Besson, that continued oversight is a wise approach.
You know, initially we're looking at herbicide tolerance, some of the Roundup Ready genes, a number of the BT genes have been put into field crops as well. Lately we've seen modifications that have consumer benefits. We're seeing oils produced from soybeans that don't produce the trans fats and so are much healthier.
UK entomologist Rick Besson. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.